Steve.
Oh, my day of revenge has arrived.
What?
Oh, I love this. In fact, I love your love interest.
It's like she hasn't done enough to be over the years, right? What's happened?
Yeah. Your love interest has come through. She's a girl.
Yes, she did.
She stop it. Oh. No, she's come through for me because over the years, and it was that one little plane trip to Hawaii that we took together.
Yes,
and
you fell asleep next to me.
I fell asleep, and you recorded me snoring.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'd had a couple on the plane, as you do.
You got that handy, Rice?
No, he doesn't, because this is not about me.
You know it's my favourite.
I know it's your favourite.
I do have it handy, but this is Tanya's moment today.
Okay,
sorry.
All right,
Steve.
Because I'm not into the habit of jumping into bed with my co-host, I have...
No matter how hard I've tried in the last 2 years. Says, Steve, it's a policy.
I have never had the opportunity to lay awake all night waiting for you so I could return serve.
Yeah.
Well, your love interest.
Sorry,
your love interest on the weekend, because you had a bit of a... Stay away.
Yes, we did.
A little sleepover.
Yeah.
So she, the poor darling, let me just take you to the scene.
Okay.
She was trying desperately to get some sleep.
Mm.
You were in bed with her.
Mm-hmm.
Her dog was on the end of the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And so was Baxter, because he went with you for a little sleepover.
It was lovely.
Yeah, so Baxter was on the end of the bed?
Baxter's on the end of the bed, and this is what Deanna was experiencing.
Oh, Baxter.
That's how he
sleeps. Oh, I love it.
How do you sleep with that?
Why would you want to? It's so fantastic.
Can't you see
it.
His little flap?
Yeah.
His little flap going at this.
Okay.
Oh, no. Stunning.
So she's putting up with that. But that's okay, because that's cute.
Yeah.
And then she's playing big spoon to your little spoon.
Please explain this when we get off air, right? I'm going to draw a diagram of what she just said.
Well, my point is she's cuddling into you.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then she found she had to turn away, so you were kind of spoons with your backs against each other.
Right.
Because this was taking place. This is you. As recorded by your love interest. Keep going.
Oh, Steve.
What the hell just happened then?
Did you stop breathing for a second?
Which end is it coming out?
And here's Baxter as well at the same time.
Deanna, you poor darling.
Is there never a point where you realise how much she loves me now? that's how she sleeps.
Oh, the poor lady.
Oh, I know. That Baxter's terrible snorer.
It's taken 8 years, but we finally got here. Play him again, Rise.
Okay. Hey, Rise, could we have a scenario where Baxter, Steve and Tanya are sleeping together?
You know what, Steve? We can have a scenario. I've got 3 different channels here on my desk. So, Steve. Oh,
okay, so this is your favourite breakfast show, going 9-9.
Steve's just fallen asleep. There's Baxter as well. Oh, there's
Daniel. Look.
It sounds like a bunch of drunk gorillas.
Look, it's so, I just picture everyone listening now just thinking how lucky Michael and Deanna are. They just go, well, what we give to get in the cot with those two.
Look, I think the moral to the story is you and I can never hook up.